Well, it's Super Bowl week for the high schools, and three North Shore teams are in on all the action. We're going to start with Ed Blum of North Reading High School. And, Coach, welcome back to MSO. Congratulations on a tremendous season.
Thanks, Rick. Thanks for having me.
All right. This is crazy. You got three games, like, in 13 days, including Thanksgiving. So before we switch to the playoffs, tell me a little bit of reminisce, if you would, please, about the Thanksgiving Day game, because you guys kind of coasted through the tournament and then came back into the league, and Linfield gave you a hard time.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you just got to first give your caps to Coach LaMosca and Linfield and their staff and their players. I mean, they had a really good game plan, and, you know, we were fortunate to kind of pull off the win in the last second. I mean, it was a tough game for us. It was a tough game mentally, physically. You know, and I think at moments, you certainly saw a little bit of the lingering impact from the game on Friday and that turnaround, but, you know, we tried to face that adversity and again, we were fortunate, to have enough time to, pull it off.
What's amazing to me, Coach, is that the way the tournament is set up, it's just kind of weird, and it has been for a long time, no matter what the format, but Marblehead and Swampscott had to let it all hang out on Thanksgiving Day, and from all accounts, they did. And it looks like you guys in Linfield did the same thing.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we kind of made the decision early on to play the game just like we would any other game. You know, I mean, it just I kind of told the kids, and thankfully they bought in terms of we have to make sure, you know, we're playing as good and competitive football, and you know, we can't take any of these days off, and they bought into that, and you know, Linfield certainly gave us a test, and I certainly hope it'll be something that just pays off in terms of preparing us for the Super Bowl. You know, I mean, you can only, our scout team does a really good job of preparing us, but obviously Linfield's a you know, really solid varsity team, and I think it was just, It was a good game, and it was a game that our kids needed to have. Basically.
Yeah, that's a good point. I know a couple years ago, some school on the South Shore took the day off on Thanksgiving, and they lost 60-0 or something like that, and went on to play well in the Super Bowl. And that's just that's not how the game works. So congratulations on having the kids get out there and play hard.
Thank you.
That's cool. All right. Now you go through the tournament. You're in the semifinals a couple weeks ago before the Super Bowl comes up. And, of course, lo and behold, you're against Pentucket. And according to the article in the Boston Globe, Ryan McCullough had a hell of a game for you guys.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you know, he certainly changed the game, particularly special teams-wise. Two big, you know, punt returns, one for a touchdown and one to set up another score. And it kind of just, you know, his punt return touchdown, you know, changed the momentum, I mean, of that game. And again, another well-coached Cape Family team that we were, you know, having a hard time against, and it was just it was big plays on the special teams that kind of helped shift that game, and you know, he's kind of been doing that all year.
Former Gloucester coach Paul Ingram is our analyst, our football analyst, and he always talks on the broadcast during a game when kids don't field punts, and his thing is always, if you're not going to field a punt, put the 11th guy up on the line of scrimmage and try to block it. And he always talks about catching the ball at least where, you know, where it's punted to, if it's not way inside your own territory. But, you know, and it seems like some schools just don't have time to do that, perhaps. I'm just wondering if you guys put an emphasis on the kicking teams.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think it's something that earlier on it's easier, particularly during preseason. So, we make sure we cover it and work on it, you know, a little bit each and every day. And then during the season, you know, you just try to find, you know, that 20 to 30 minutes, you know, ideally, you know, 20, 30 minutes each practice. And we really focus on it. You know, similar idea, you know, I can't tell you the number of times you watch a game or you let a punt bounce.
Mm-hmm.
And typically then bounces another 10, 15 yards. And there's a first down or first down and a half. So, you know, a big emphasis for us has always been, hey, we got to make sure we catch these, and ideally, you know, block it upright that we get a return.
All right, you know, the Globe talks about your skill players once again, and Coach, I'm going to ask you once again about one or two of your guys up front who stood out for you in the Pentucket game.
Wow, I mean, I would say all five of them did. I mean, obviously our game plan with Pawtucket was honestly, we went a lot more run heavy than we normally have in a lot of our other games. And, the offensive line stepped up, you know, I think across the board, you know, Casey O'Connor and Sam Morelli, who are two tackles, really stepped up and did a good job of, controlling the edge and getting out in front and blocking. And then our interior guys did another solid job. And so the game plan was to kind of put it on those guys' shoulders, as well as Will Batten following those guys, and you know, and trusting that you know, over the course of four quarters, that we were going to be able to kind of grind it out, and we were fortunate to do that. So just credit to all the offensive line. Again, some Sam Morelli and Casey O'Connor had some blocks that stick out to me, but without those five just consistently executing in that game and winning the line of scrimmage, I don't know if it goes our way.
Every time I talk to you, yeah, we hear that. Okay, now, here we go. Your game is on Wednesday at Gillette, 8 p.m. Do I have that right?
That is correct, yeah.
All right, D5, you and Swampscott are both 11-1, and the points for, points against are almost the same. They've scored 366, you've scored 387. You've given up 170, they've given up 166. And you know they have a tremendous amount of weapons on offense. So tell me a little bit about, don't give away the game plan, but what you see from the Big Blue.
You know, just it is, they have an incredible amount of weapons. You know, I mean, multiple guys that they rely on, you know, that are capable of producing a big play for them. Obviously, it starts in the backfield with their quarterback number seven and their running back number two. But they've got guys at receiver that they get the ball in space. You know, they can make things happen. You know, and they're willing to take shots. You know, and then you add to that a lot of those guys go two ways for them. You know, they've got guys on both sides of the ball, and not only they're playmakers for them on offense, you know, they're big important pieces for them on defense as well. So I'm not surprised. You know, watching film, you see why they've had success offensively and defensively, and you know what their record is. And you know, we know that this is going to be our hardest test all year. And again, you'd expect nothing less come the Super Bowl.
Yeah, those names are Cam O'Brien and Zavia Bascon. And Coach, let's get to what's up for this week now. As we talk on Monday, you got really one day to prepare. Well, two if you count Monday. But what's the plan? You guys go down to Gillette, and because when the games were on Saturday, the teams used to get to go down there and meet with people and tour the stadium. Is there anything like that happening this year?
Yeah. So actually, the Tuesday before Thanksgiving, the coaches and the captains, as well as some administrators, went down and had breakfast and were given the instructions and allowed to walk on the field. So they did have that. They just did that stuff before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And then, in terms of preparation, yeah, we kind of had to kind of move everything up. You know, we practiced, Saturday, we practiced yesterday, you know, and then we got, you know, a good work day, practice for us today and walk through tomorrow. So you kind of just had to condense everything. And, that's the other, you know, whether we want to admit it or not, the other positive of really attacking Thanksgiving was, you know, that Friday to Thanksgiving was a quick turnaround.
Mm-hmm.
And we knew that Thanksgiving to this game was going to be a quick turnaround. And so it allowed us to ideally, like, learn from how we prepared for Thanksgiving, and hopefully, you know, we're able to prepare better for the Super Bowl with this quick turnaround.
Well, I hope the whole North Shore turns out for you on Wednesday night for both schools. Somebody from the North Shore is going to come back to D5 champ. And, Coach, anything else you want to mention about your team?
No. I mean, again, I certainly have appreciated all your support for what and what you do for, you know, particularly North Shore football up here. And, no, just excited for the opportunity on Wednesday.
Absolutely. It's been a fantastic. What time do you guys go down there on Wednesday?
We'll be leaving around 5:30, 5:45 to get ready.
Oh, God. Well, maybe it'll be a snow day Thursday, so everybody can have the day off.
Jeez.
I hope it's a great game, Coach, and I'll talk to you later. But in the meantime, congratulations. Be well, be safe, and good luck.
Thanks, Rick. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Ed. Take care. That's Ed Blum, who was the North Reading High School football coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.